why can't we utilize our own land? Because people are coming to our own land, they're doing something big, and yet for us.
Fiona Nasaka is a Miss Uganda contestant from 2013. She earned the title Miss Talent partly because of her vegetable growing project. In fact, during last year's selection process, she supplied vegetables to the team during the boot camp.
I really wanted my fellow young people, mostly the youths, to join agriculture, not only me.
The Miss Uganda 2014 contest is meant to borrow from Nasaka's example and encourage the young women, usually known for fashion and glamour, to engage in agriculture, an activity that is at the center of the country's economy. Brenda Nanyonjo, the CEO and franchise holder for Miss Uganda, says that as role models for Ugandan youth, the contestants will show other young people the way.
For the first few days of the boot camp, we'll be in Kapeka at Namukekera Rural Industrial Center. We're going to camp there. They'll take them to the farms, they'll take them to the markets, and they will experience what it is that happens actually. Yes, if you have produce, where do you take it? How do you find the market?
But perhaps what has drawn the most attention to this year's Miss Uganda contest is the involvement of the army. Many Ugandans are wondering whether the military is taking over the organization of a beauty pageant. The organizers say, however, that the army's Operation Wealth Creation, aimed at using agriculture to improve household incomes across the country, is where the men in uniform come in. Dr. Kihura Nkuba, though not a military man himself, is the project's coordinator.
Who would criticize Miss Uganda being on a tractor, or wearing jungle boots, or holding a fork, a digging fork, or a spade, or growing food and storing grain and having a granary? Those are the type of things that should make us very happy. Then our army in other countries, if I take the United States of America, the health system in America is run by the army, the Center for Disease Control, and the National Institute of Health. So what's wrong with the army? We want the army to shoot bullets and not shoot seeds.
Dr. Nkuba insists that the army plans on using the young Ugandan beauties as ambassadors for the project's products.
One of the things that the army wants Miss Uganda to do is, our beautiful women to root for these products and, make sure that they reach areas within Uganda and outside Uganda to expand the market, of these products.
Though Ugandans are skeptical about the 2014 Miss Uganda concept, aimed at promoting agriculture among the youth in partnership with the army, some are hopeful that perhaps the next big agriculture entrepreneur in the country might be a beauty queen.
The truth is there are a lot of question marks that remain unanswered because I still do not know what exactly the army is going to be doing. We have never seen it happening. The image of army mixing with glamorous girls, no. I don't think it kind of mixes the way we expect it to come out.
I would say I am looking forward to seeing it because it seems quite something that is more creative, something that will add value to possibly what a Miss Uganda can do. And I think it's also quite interesting for the army to get involved, the government. Many times people think their resources have to be spent on specifically arms or any other area, but for them to get down and agree that Miss Uganda is something big is something that's good.